another outside the box, which might, this week, sound a little creepy. Today's topic is Hitler's ghost. In 2016, a current vice presidential candidate called a presidential candidate, quote, America's Hitler, end quote. Although the VP candidate has since backtracked on that comment, I wondered, what did Adolf Hitler do to gain political power and public support and eventually become the Chancellor of Germany? Are any of the current candidates for president following the Hitler playbook? How did Adolf Hitler win in Germany and carry out his horrendous and terrible deeds? Here are some of his methods. Hitler didn't have a lot of public support initially, but his following increased as a result of the chaos and instability in the German economy that the previous government was termed responsible for. Hitler claimed that he, as a strong leader, could, quote-unquote, take charge and fix it. He would bring Germany back to its heights of power and prestige that it had held in previous decades. Hitler appealed especially to white male voters who were afraid of losing influence to women and those of other skin colors or ethnic traditions. He emphasized that white Aryan men from good backgrounds, wealthy, having higher education, with political influence, should be running the government, not workers or women or darker skinned people or non-Christians. Although Germany had a democratic constitution following World War I, it didn't matter once Hitler got into power. Der Führer, translated as the leader adopted by Hitler, was able to use government structures to do what he wanted, with support or at least acceptance by most of the German people. Hitler could be termed a performance artist, or according to David Bowie, a rock star. Had TV existed, perhaps he would have had his own show. He cared not so much about what he said, some of which was outrageous and false, like dehumanizing Jews by calling them vermin, but how it was said. If it made Germans feel better about themselves, a cruel and disgusting comment could generate support for him and his cause. Hitler had a big lie, that Germany had not lost World War I, and that once World War II began, he would lead Germany to victory. One public event cemented Hitler's power, the burning of the German parliament building, the Reichstag, in 1933, enabled Hitler to suspend civil liberties and to arrest and jail hated communists. However, not everything was out in the open. Little was said or publicized about the death camps or the gas chambers used to kill millions. Many Germans knew about them through word of mouth, but most looked the other way or could not believe anyone would do something so horrendous. Adolf Hitler wanted total control through a cult of personality. He demanded complete patriotic loyalty to him and his policies, not to Germany or the government. Those Nazi salutes you see in the movies were in reality to him, Heil Hitler, not to the country. Hitler's ideas of how to oppress and eventually kill Jews and others, such as Roma, LGBTQIA individuals, Catholics, people of color, and political opponents, began by using the model of Jim Crow laws in the U.S. Isolate your opponents, make them second-class scapegoats, and discriminate against them. These policies, of course, expanded into the use of concentration camps and eventually gas chambers as a quote-unquote final solution. Psychologist Walter Langer put together a profile of Hitler in 1944. Here is a small part of that profile. Quote, his primary rules were never allow the public to cool off, never admit a fault or wrong, never concede that there may be some good in your enemy, never leave room for alternatives, never accept blame. concentrate on one enemy at a time, and blame him for everything that goes wrong. People will believe a big lie sooner than a little one. And if you repeat it frequently enough, people will sooner or later believe it." End quote. Langer's report is scary and sobering. Hitler has gone down in history as a terrifying and disgusting figure. Even if a candidate is similar to Hitler in many ways, that does not mean that person will set up concentration camps and be the cause of millions of deaths. But who knows? Do you think there is a comparison between Adolf Hitler and any U.S. presidential candidates? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping that U.S. voters don't ever pick a Hitler clone.